Ayla Martinoff took first place at the Maui Jim Grand Prix on Saturday, September 14, at Thunderbird Show Park, T-Bird, with the only double clear that day. In addition to the prize money, she also won a new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. "I've never won sunglasses before, so I'm really stoked," Martinoff exclaimed. Only two pairs mastered the 1.45 meters first-round course to advance to the jump-off, and it was two podium regulars in Martinoff on a Crown Royale and Sarah Lottie's with Rhapsody. In the end, only Martinoff managed the elusive double clear. Aldergrove's Cassidy Keith placed third alongside Havana with four faults and a time of 82.4 seconds. "I thought the triple combination, in the first round, was a little bit quiet with not a lot going on. So I thought, get super straight and be very steady there," she explained. For Martinoff, managing the jump-off meant managing her horse's stride and her own expectations. "My strategy was to not knock one down, but still ride forward enough to not knock down," she continued, noting that the pair had a lackluster performance in Calgary the week prior. "We were at Spruce Meadows last week and we jumped in the 1.30 milliseconds and I did not have a clear round. I don't know if she was a little under-impressed or what. It was really good experience, we got a ribbon. But it was frustrating, and then we came here and I switched the bit, to a full cheek snaffle, and that felt so good. So I think, it was, just the experience of going so forward on the grass, at Spruce Meadows, and then coming back here and just being a bit more impressed with the bigger jumps." The pair crossed the timers in a conservative 46.18 seconds but most importantly left all the rails in the cups. Martinoff and a Crown Royale have had a spectacular season at T-Bird, jumping to eight podium finishes to date in 2024. Saturday's win also marked redemption for the Langley-based rider, who had attempted the Maui Jim Grand Prix about 15 years ago, but it hadn't gone to plan then. Now, this Grand Prix was the pair's biggest win of the season. Next, they'll attempt to do one better in the CSI2** division at the BCHJA Fall Finale, the final week of international competition at T-Bird this year. But keep an eye out for her expanding homebred string at T-Bird in 2025. A Crown Royale actually has a baby coming up next year, a four-year-old by Tracy Epps, Chicago.